listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. The headlines this week. Journalists reporting on anti-government protests in Egypt claim they've come under attack as violence in the country escalates. The BBC's Craig Oliver is named as Andy Coulson's replacement for Downing Street's Director of Communications role. And Ireland's Sunday Tribune newspaper is removed from publication as a receiver seeks new investment for the title. It's Friday the 4th of February. I'm Rachel McCathy, and here are the top news stories this week from journalism.co.uk. For the past week, news outlets across the world have been broadcasting reports and images of the ongoing anti-government protests in Egypt. Last weekend, Al Jazeera reported that its Cairo office had been closed following its coverage and that it had its license and its journalist press cards withdrawn. This week, the journalists became part of the story themselves as reports emerged of alleged attacks on reporters and cameramen. On official channels and across social media, organisations from the BBC to CNN claim their reporters have been injured and others were reporting being detained and having had their equipment confiscated. Numerous press freedom organisations have condemned the reported attacks, with the Committee to Protect Journalists claiming that they have intensified to a level unseen in Egypt's modern history. Journalism.co.uk is trying to keep track of the reported attacks and other resources via its editor's blog. Please get in contact with any updated information you have on this story. Controller of English at the BBC's Global News Division, Craig Oliver, has been named as the new Director of Communications for Downing Street, following the departure of Andy Coulson this week. Oliver is a former BBC News at 10 editor and ran the broadcaster's general election campaign coverage last year. Coulson, previously editor of the News of the World, resigned from the communications post last month, claiming that the continued media coverage of the phone hacking scandal at the tabloid was making it difficult for him to do his job. The Sunday Tribune newspaper and its online edition will not be published for the next 4 weeks. It was decided this week after a receiver was appointed to seek new investment in the paper. In a statement on its website, the Tribune, which is in receivership following the withdrawal of funding by shareholder Independent News and Media, confirmed that a decision had been made to defer publication of the newspaper. Independent News and Media, which holds almost a 30% shareholding in the Tribune's parent company, Tribune Newspapers PLC, said it had committed adequate funding to meet staff costs for the rest of the month. National Union of Journalists Irish Secretary Seamus Dooley said the union is gravely disappointed.
It is devastating that the paper has gone into receivership, but for the staff of the Sunday Tribune in Dublin, the decision not to publish in February and not to publish during the election campaign has a particular resonance. The Sunday Tribune occupies a special place in current affairs in Ireland, which is recognised as a quality newspaper with some of the best political staff and analysts and columnists in Ireland. So to decide not to publish is a decision which we would regard as retrograde. We would also believe that publication would have enabled staff to show off their talents, especially since the paper has also been redesigned this year. So for those reasons, we think that the decision not to publish in February is a mistake.
Journalists at titles within Johnston Press's Sheffield Newspapers Group will go on strike over management proposals to cut jobs at the local editorial hub, the National Union of Journalists reported this week. Members of the union had already said they would act on a ballot for strike action unless management guaranteed there would be no compulsory redundancies in the reorganisation plans. Johnston Press proposed a reduction of 9.5 full-time roles within the subbing team at Sheffield, with 5 new roles to be created and 18 available within the North Midlands South Yorkshire region. Members have planned strike action for Wednesday and Thursday next week. News Corporation launched its iPad newspaper, The Daily, this week. The digital newspaper will be available by subscription on the App Store at a cost of 99 cents a week or $39.99 for an annual subscription. The new publication has bureaus in New York and Los Angeles, as well as stringers across the country, and according to reports is supported by staff of around 100 members. For more on all the stories featured in this podcast and other news, visit journalism.co.uk.